Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon and welcome to J-Baz Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett. I'm joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. And Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty good God we serve. I don't care what you're going through. Just like the songstress said, remember, God is only using you. Amen. We're not here for ourselves. We're here for the Lord. And the battle that we face and the battles that we go through, they are not ours. They are the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. So we must hold on to God's unchanging hand and fight the good fight of faith. Amen. He just wants us to believe him. He says, because without faith, it is impossible to please him. Now, faith without works is dead. So we must put some works with our faith. So how do we put some works with our faith? We must seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. Amen. He wants us to what? Come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy in the time of need. We can believe God all day long. We can have faith that he's going to do what he said he was going to do. But what are you going to do? Amen. He said faith without works is dead. But yeah, this battle is not ours. It's the Lord. But he wants us to come to him, lean on him, lean not unto our own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct our path. He'll show himself mighty, and he'll show himself strong. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice in it and be glad, come what may. Amen. Remember, God is only using you. That's right. The battle that we fight when we go through, and we see every day and encounter, God doesn't want us to carry that weight. Because why? He's a heavy load carrier, and he's a burden bearer. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. But he does want us to come unto him. He says, all ye that labor and who are heavy laden, he says, and I'll give you rest. Glory be to God for your soul. We're living in a wicked time now. We're living in perilous times. I'm really talking. Last night I was talking to Elder Triplett. Last night I told him, we have testimonies after testimonies after testimonies. I said, don't. He said, yeah. But guess what? Guess what? We're going through, but the battle is not ours. It's the Lord's. So whatever comes, remember, you don't have to carry it. All you have to do is take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen? But our scripture, before we go to prayer, our scripture is coming out of 2 Chronicles 20:15. 2 Chronicles 20:15. And it reads, and he said, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for what? The battle is not yours, but God's. Amen. We're going to get ready to go to the throne of grace. Elder Triplett, will you go ahead and lead us to the throne of grace?
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for how you watch over us. I continue to bless throughout the day. Bless your word. And bless the listeners. And bless the one those that are listening. Bless each and every family today. And I ask you to just bless and move today. And Lord, we just want to give you the honor, and we want to give you the glory. And we just want to say, Lord, we thank you for another day. Adopt you, Lord Jesus. We couldn't have been here. But Lord, you spared us
thank
here. And we just want to say we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen, and praise God. Amen, amen. See, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Can nobody do you like the Lord? Jesus Christ, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. See, we change, but God doesn't change. And a lot of times, God is testing us, and he's testing our faith, you know, and he wants to see what we're going to do. Are we going to hold on? There's a songwriter that says in the song, a gospel song, a man, a preacher, he goes to the nursing home and he visits this woman and he asks her, are you yet holding on? And she said, yes, I'm holding on. He said, well, you keep on keeping on. Amen. Praise God. We have to keep it moving, as the young folks say, in these last and evil days. I was talking with Pastor Jones of Glory Revealed Mission Ministries yesterday, and we were talking, and she said she has her agenda, and I was telling her what my agenda was, and we just had a lot on our plate. But, you know, I told her, I said, we got to keep it moving, as the young folks say. She said, that's right, keep it moving in your prayer life. Keep it moving in reading the Word of God. Keep it moving in prayer and supplication to God. That's right. Keep it moving in the right direction. Amen? Because he says, straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. He said, but few there be that find it. He says, but broad is the way that leadeth unto to destruction. So we must walk in the Spirit so that we may not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen? Because the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is what? Weak. And oftentimes when our faith is being tested, the flesh wants to lose it, and we want to go off, and we want to say things that we really don't really want to say, and we may want to do some things that we know we ought not to do. And this is why we have to lean on Jesus and his everlasting arms. Because guess what? His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. And his will be done. Not our will, but God's will. Even in your hospital room, even in your marriage, even in your job, even in your trials, even in your prison cell, I don't care where you may be or find yourself, we must believe God. And we must stand still and see the salvation of God. And we must fret not thyself of evildoers. What did the Bible say? For they shall soon be cut off and wither like the grass. I've seen it. You know, I didn't realize until years ago, the Lord let me know we need our enemies. We need enemies. Why do we need our enemies? Jesus calls us to love our enemies because he says, I will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. So if you don't have any enemies, he can't prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Amen? I've seen him do it time after time and time again. And I've seen the wicked cut off. So we don't have to fret for those evildoers, because he's going to cause them to flee right before your eyes. Amen. God called us to love. And he says, love our enemies. Even when it hurts, we can't do it on our own, because this is a spiritual thing. And we have to be led by the Holy Spirit, not a demonic spirit. We don't want to talk about what the devil going to do or what he can't do. Talk about the power that's in you, the power of God. Walk in the authority that God has given you. Speak with authority. Speak to that mountain and say, mountain, be thou removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Life and death, Jesus Christ says, is in the power of the tongue. See, this tongue, this little tongue, is very powerful. We can speak life, or we can speak death, and we can murder people with our tongues. Amen. So that's why we must, he said, be quick to listen and slow to speak. Amen. That's the word of God. He wants us to walk worthy in the vocation wherewith we've been called. Amen. Amen. Elder Tripp has been going through in the hospital, but God is still God. He changes not. His word is still true, and you got to hold on until God's unchanging hand. Trouble is going to come, but trouble don't last always. Amen. I remember in one of the hospitals, he asked if I had a procedure. He asked if the radiologist, you want to pray? May we have prayer before we begin? Allow God to use you wherever you go. It's not about you. It's about Christ Jesus. This life and this earthen vessel is temporary. We are not going to be here forever. This is an earthen vessel. And we came in this world naked, and naked we're going to leave. Amen? But when our time has come, our spirit shall go to be with the Lord. Amen? Not this body, our spirit. The vessel will be left here, our remains, but our spirit is going to be with the Lord. Jesus said, after death comes the judgment. So we must, he says, work while it is day, because night is coming when no man can work, and he's coming like a thief in the night. Don't let Jesus come and be caught with your works undone. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil destroy you. He said, because Jesus said, the thief cometh not but what? To steal, kill, and destroy. See, he's trying to take you out. Jesus says, I came that you may have life. He said, and have it more what? Abundantly. Abundant means more than enough of everything. Not just material things, but spiritual things. He says, think on those things that are lovely and that are just, that are pure and of a good report. He says, think on those things. Don't you know we are seated in heavenly places? Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Jesus says, if you deny me before men, he says, I'll deny you before the angels of God. So Jesus has a heavenly host, and we want to be in that number. We want to be able to see him face to face, and he say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. If Jesus struggled, if Jesus suffered, what makes you think you exempt from suffering? Long suffering is a fruit of the Spirit. I feel the Holy Ghost because I know we suffer. He said, but after ye suffer for a while, he will strengthen you, establish you, and he'll make you perfect, he said. He'll strengthen you, and he'll establish you, and he'll settle you. Amen. But we got to go through. We got to suffer, because if you don't have a test, you don't have or never have a testimony. And I always tell people, in all that I've been through, a lot of times we don't understand the things that we have to go through. Why did this person die? Why did I have to do this? Why did this happen? Why did this? You don't understand it. But that's okay, because guess what? It's not for you to understand. Oh, Jesus, he said his will is going to be done. Not our will, but his will. All we have to do is ask the Savior to help us, lead and guide us, and comfort us. Because he left the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, that will lead and guide you in all truth. Amen. Jesus said, what? In my house I would many mansions. He said, if it was not so, I would not have told you. But he said, I'll go away, hallelujah, to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. Glory be to God. Now, that's a Savior. Hallelujah. That's a deliverer. That's a protector and a provider. He is looking out. He left, but he's coming back for a church that has made herself ready without a stop, any such thing. And we don't understand a lot of things, but guess what? It doesn't matter. God, just like that woman sang in that song, remember, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. And remember, he's only using you. See, we say, use me, Lord. Yes, use me, right? Well, when he uses you in long suffering, will you give up? No, you're not going to throw in the towel. Will you say, oh, wow, I don't know what more to do? No, because, see, that's the devil. He comes like a angel of light. See, he comes to take your thoughts, to not only steal you, steal your mind, but he wants to steal your life. He wants to steal your thoughts. He wants you to think on other things that are not lovely. He wants you to think on those dark side of things in life. But no, Jesus wants us to lean on him, and he wants us to be that light in this dark world. Amen. Anywhere we go, that long suffering. You know, we read the Bible and said the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. We know that's love. What about, he did say long suffering. It doesn't feel good to suffer. But those tests, what's going to do? They're going to bring what? Those testimonies. And that's how you can tell others of the goodness of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because you've been tested and tried. And then you'll come forth like pure gold. Amen. Shining like new money. Because if you haven't been through anything, you can't tell anybody anything. Because you haven't had any experience. Amen. It's just like the trainees that I train insurance. They get the license for the state to pass the state exam to sell insurance. And they get the license and they want to suddenly leave. I said, no, you don't have any experience. You have to have some experience. Because then you're going to go out there and you're going to find out in the real world it's not what you expected. So Jesus wants us to just wait on him. He says, humble yourself, and he will exalt you in due season. If you want to be exalted, you want to rise, humble yourself. God will raise you up. You don't raise yourself up. You humble. You bow down to Jesus. Let him lift you. He'll fight your battles. Those enemies, those people that are lying on you, they're stealing, killing, and they're doing anything, everything, talking about you, criticizing you, ostracizing you, they're going to see that Jesus, he is. He said every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, whether they are living it or not. Because Jesus, he's coming back. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Jesus, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. We can have what we ask, if only we believe, and if we obey. We talked about that two weeks ago, about obedience is being better than sacrifice. So if we obey God, and he says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatsoever, and it shall be given unto you. It shall be added. Amen. Praying and believing. I don't care what the situation may be. If you're getting ready to have a pursuit, whatever you're going through, just seek God. Seek the Lord Jesus while he may be found. Call on him while he's near. Amen? Because when this life is over, that's it. You won't get a chance to come back and repent. We have to stand before God. He says, after death comes the judgment. And we won't have a chance to repent. We have to get it done right now, but we don't want to stress ourselves out, worrying. My mother always said, if you're going to pray, don't worry. If you're going to worry, don't pray. So you lean on Jesus. Take it to his feet. Take it to the master's feet and bow down and worship the Lamb of God. Lay it at Jesus' feet. Get on your knees and pray and lay your burdens down. You'll feel so much better. You'll be relieved. Because guess what? The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. So give it to Jesus. That's all he wants you to do. He wants you to just submit and just commit and let him work it out. Jesus will work it out. Amen. I know he'll work it out. He didn't work so many things out for me. He worked them things out for my mom. He just worked it out. He worked it out so many for so many. Everybody. He just allowed us to see another day. Amen. Amen. Now, you know the story of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was sick. And Jesus told him he was going to die. Amen. The prophet came and told him he was going to die. But Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. And what did he do? He prayed. Yes, hallelujah. Prayer works. Prayer is the key, and faith unlocks the door. Glory to be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Prayer changes things. So he turned his face to the wall, and he prayed. And he, Jesus told another prophet, go tell him, I didn't hear. I'm going to answer, and I answer. I not heard it, but I answered his prayer. See, Jesus Christ, he's a very present help. Glory be to God in the time of trouble. All he wants us to do is call on him, Abba Father, who is art in heaven. Amen. He's sitting high looking low. He just wants us to come unto him. He just wants us to seek him, cry out to him. You know, trouble, you know the song, trouble in my way. You have to cry sometimes. But one thing I know is Jesus will fix it. He'll fix it after a while. It's going to come. Trouble is going to come. Paul said, in this life ye shall have, you're going to have some trouble now. And when you marry, Paul said, if you marry, he said you're going to have trouble. That's right. He said, but that's why it's better to remain as I, because Jesus didn't marry, and neither did Paul. Because, see, they knew they couldn't serve the true and living God the way they wanted to serve or be used by God. So a lot of times we have to remove ourselves from the equation, the situation, and say, Lord, what will you have me to do? Instead of your agenda, it must be God's agenda, because God has the master plan. This Holy Bible is the blueprint for life. It tells us about everything we need. And we must abstain, Jesus Christ said, from even the very appearance of evil. You can't even be around or look people that's evil. You can go where the sin of man is because you're trying to win the sin of man, but he wants us to resist the appearance of it. He doesn't want us looking as though we're sinning, because guess what? He said this is a high calling. Make your calling and election sure. He says high calling. He said press towards the mark of the prize, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. This is a high calling, not a low calling. And he says, where much is given, much is required. So we must represent Jesus Christ, the true and living God, as ambassadors and as representatives of the kingdom of God. Because one thing about Jesus Christ, he's the King of kings, and he's the Lord of lords, and he's a host, the Lord of hosts. And he wants us to represent him as dear children, as queens and princesses. Amen. And he wants us to represent royalty, because he says, ye are a chosen generation. Amen. He says, a royal priesthood. He says, a peculiar people. He said, that shall show forth the praises of him that brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Hallelujah. Ye are a chosen generation. Don't forget it. A royal priesthood. He said, and a peculiar people. You're strange. You're not like everybody else. You got to come out, he said, from among them and be separate. And touch not the unclean thing. Because Jesus said, remember, holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. And Jesus Christ tells us he doesn't want us to have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. He wants us to walk in the spirit, that we may not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So remember, whatever you're going through, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. And remember, he's only using you. Let him use you in your suffering. Let him use you in your trial. Let him use you in your test. And let Jesus Christ get the victory and the glory. As he is edifying you, Jesus Christ will be glorified, and the devil will be horrified. God bless you.